Dean Richards is off. Entertainment news sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design with Entertainment Tonight's Cassie DeLora. Morning, Cassie. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well now that I'm talking to you. It's a great way to start my day. How are you doing?
No, I'm doing well now that I hear that compliment from you. Let's talk about the Emmys. The nominations we'll know later this morning, right?
Yes, in just a couple of hours, the Emmy nominations are going to be announced around 8:30 a.m. Pacific time here on the West Coast, and so obviously a little bit later for you, 11:30 a.m. Eastern time, and then 10:30 Central, of course. But it's award season already. I feel like we just wrapped up the last one, but now here we have another round of award shows coming around the corner. So the Emmy Awards are going to take place on September 19th, but of course, you know the nominations a couple months in advance, and then everyone can start their predictions, make their boards of who they think is going to win. But I think this one's going to be a fun one to keep an eye out on. I think HBO Max is going to have a lot of nominations this year between The Undoing, which I talked about on your show not too long ago.
Yeah,
and
great show.
And then also Mayor of Easttown. I think mm-hmm. those two are going to have a lot of nominations.
Yep, another great show. We talked earlier that Cedric the Entertainer is going to host. And mm-hmm. do you think the reason CBS isn't putting Stephen Colbert out there is because ratings haven't been that big for these award shows lately?
You know, I'm not sure, but I do think that it's important to switch things up, and I think Cedric's going to bring a different dynamic. You know, award shows have become stagnant in the pandemic, and I think this is a good move here to like I said, switch things up and have a different dynamic, and I'm excited to see what he brings to the table when he hosts in September. And of course, have to plug that the Emmy Awards are going to be on CBS.
And of course, Dean requires all entertainment reports to include the latest on Bennifer 2.0. Tell us what's going on.
Oh, well, don't worry. We've got a lot of that because ET has new sourcing on Bennifer 2.0. Let me just tell you about, they are going full steam ahead. They are continuing to move forward with this second round of their relationship. And our sources are telling us, quote, their friends wouldn't be surprised if they move in together and ultimately end up together, which I feel like is the big question that a lot of people have. Is this the real deal? Is this just some type of rekindled romance following her split from A-Rod? Or is this the love that she always was meant to be with? And it just took a little time and some diversions to get back together. But obviously, they have been spending so much time together, and not just together, them two, but also their families. And that's so important to both Ben and Jen, to include their children in a lot of things. And I mean, Ben has been hanging out with Jen's children without Jen even being there, which I feel like says a lot and speaks volumes to their relationship. And our source tells us they just support and love each other, which had my eyeballs like wide open, because that's the L word. So they really are. They are the real deal, moving full steam ahead.
And now that we've heard that, we can go on with our lives and hear about Jason Sudeikis and his split. What's he saying?
Yeah, from Bennifer 2.0, which is like all things lovey-dovey, to Jason and Olivia, which are all things Splitsville, which is sad. But Jason Sudeikis is opening up to GQ magazine about his split from Olivia Wilde, which happened in November of 2020. And this is really the first time we've seen him speak in depth about this split. He and Olivia were together for nearly a decade. They share children together. And this was kind of the split in Hollywood, Bob, that we all did not see coming. Truly did not see this one coming. But he opens up about the timeline of the split, saying that, you know, when it happened in November of 2020, not too long after that, she was photographed holding hands with Harry Styles, who she is still currently linked with. And he says he didn't even have clarity at the end there of where their relationship stood. So I could just only imagine the kick in the gut that felt for him to see those photos when they surfaced. And he is handling this split very well, though. He said that he will have a better understanding of the why this split happened in about a year. He says he'll be able to understand it more clearly in a year, and then even better in 2 years, and have an even better understanding in 5 years. And he'll just go from there. But he has this motto, Bob, that I feel like a lot of people could use in all facets of their life, where he says you can either let it break you into 412 bones. I don't know why he used 412. He must like those numbers. But he says you can either let it break you like 412 bones, or you can land like an Avenger. And he says he chooses to land like an Avenger. And it doesn't mean that when you blast back up, you're not going to run into a bunch of different missing pieces, but you know, you have to fight things to get back to where you're at, and that's how he chooses to go about it and not let it completely destroy him, which I think is a great way to look at it, especially when a relationship ends. It's just onwards and upwards like an Avenger.
There you go.
I've never heard that outlook before, but I like it.
Yeah, what a turn of phrase. And what's the story on this jewelry heist at the Cannes Film Festival?
Yeah, so actress Jodie Turner-Smith, she was unfortunately a victim of a jewelry robbery at the festival, and sadly, thieves took her mother's wedding ring, and so it was an action-packed weekend for her over in France, and not probably in the way that she anticipated. She actually even tweeted on July 11th about the incident. She said, "I didn't think I would be spending 2.5 hours in the police station on my final day here, but here we are." And then she put a little emoji with a squiggled face that she's not very happy. And so according to multiple reports, what happened was her hotel room was broken into when she was not there, and jewelry worth tens of thousands of euros were stolen, including one item that is her mother's wedding ring, which of course is very sentimental and priceless.
What'd you think of Barack Obama's summer playlist? He releases this every year, and I see My Sweet Lord, George Harrison on there, Stevie Wonder, If You Really Love Me, Tumbling Dice, Stones, but he's got some edgy stuff on there too, doesn't he?
I always love when he puts these playlists out, because you never know what to expect from it, because he's always all over the place. He listens to a wide range of music, but it just goes to show that Barack Obama is just like us. I mean, he's got everything from Bob Dylan to the Rolling Stones to SZA to Brandi Carlile, who's one of my favorites. And so it just goes to show that, you know, depending on his mood, maybe one day he's listening to one thing and then the other day he's listening to another. But everyone always loves when he releases these playlists, including a lot of the artists. I know Cardi B, she reacted to former President Obama having Migos on that list. Of course, she's married to Offset, who is a member of Migos, and she said, "I can really imagine Barack taking important calls like ain't nothing but a little bit of straightening," and she congratulated Migos, of course. So everyone gets really excited when they acknowledge when he acknowledges their music.
It's the bubbly Cassie DeLaura from Entertainment Tonight for Dean Richards today. Thanks, as always, Cassie. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Bob.